Well, Charlie left a light on for all of us, and we're back after a nice vacation. Our first break in the show, and welcome back to Charlie and Me.
Episode 19.
If you're not our friends and family, we are unsure why you're listening, but we appreciate you. If you are our friends and family, we got a good one lined up here. So we'll get going and let's get things up. So Charlie, want to get us up to speed? What's the update?
Well, we got a lot to catch up on.
Do we ever?
So 2 weekends ago, you found your way to Chicago.
Woo!
I'll let you fill the crowd in on what you personally did or why you're up here, but
just to see you, of course.
Yeah, I mean that's the semi-main reason. So we hung out. We had a good old, guy afternoon. Just went to the bar. I really enjoyed that second bar we went to, the beer on the wall.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just sitting there playing some cards. I got wrecked in cards like 3 or 4 times. He said we were going to finish when we got home, but it was really just my way of saying, like, I'm good. I don't need to play anymore.
Gin Rummy, if anyone wants to play, let me know.
It was also my first time playing, to my defense.
Yeah. It's a good defense. So, yeah. Well, we did Wine Guys.
Little Wine Guys.
We were Little Wine Guys.
We tried to go to a wine bar after that, but our friend just took us to club after club, so...
Like, we were like, yeah, let's go to a wine bar. We were like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And then we went to, like, hard, like,
Yeah, so. I was thoroughly expecting a wine bar, and I pull up, and I just see, like, waitresses in like, bikinis serving beer. And I was like...
I didn't sign up for this.
Not what I was looking for, but I guess I wasn't that upset.
No. You had a little taste of the Chicago prices.
That was nice. Yeah. It's always nice to know where your bank account's needed.
Yep. But yeah, and then this past week was 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
Woo!
Went swimming with some friends, went to a little cookout on Tuesday the 3rd, and then...
If I can interject really quickly, there's a fantastic picture that I think is going to be the cover of the show.
Oh,
of just Charlie in the background of three girls, like, doing each other's hair, and then just Charlie
floating
in the pool in the background, looking like a hardo.
I was having a good time. So then I had a pretty relaxed 4th, went to some fireworks in the evening, and then found my way to Clear Lake the next day, and then just hung out with the family on the lake. It's pretty great.
Sounds like a pretty good week. My week was not quite as relaxing, but just as entertaining.
You went to war.
I made it through, boys and girls. I made it through. Went to a Cubs game Saturday, sat in the sun all day, and I only had like 2 beers. I wasn't drinking much, but, those run out of you quick. Then I run into Charlie. We go to the bar. I had to eat something, otherwise I was going to die. Then we get propositioned to go out downtown in Chicago, and I'm like, why not? I'm not here very often.
We hem and hawed for a little bit, then we're
I was like, should we go? Should we not go? Should we go? Should we not go? We went. We ran out of wine, so we went. So that started everything. And then after that, Sunday, drove home. Monday, Tuesday, went to work. Normal stuff. Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we drove up to Milwaukee to visit my buddy Abe. I was with 3 other guys. And just went on a 5-day bender. An absolute bender. I shot a firework out of my butt for the first time. That was pretty interesting. I don't know. I don't even regret shooting a firework out of my butt.
So maybe that picture should be our thumbnail.
I don't think it will. I'd like to keep my butt between me and my friends. that got kind of weird. But anyway, I don't even regret shooting a firework. We made everyone laugh. The only thing I regret is the burn on my hand from trying to throw it from, like, not blowing up my butt. It's the one thing. I should just let it go, but I just had too much pride to let that one not shoot off. So I went to a Brewers game on the 4th, so I saw two MLB games in a matter of 4 or 5 days. It was an absolute great time. Not very many people will make it out of 5 days of Milwaukee drinking alive, but me and my buddies did. So I will say there was one day where I absolutely could not choke down a beer.
I also noticed, like, your Snapchats, I receive them later and later and later into the day. Like, usually I get one pretty much when you wake up.
Oh,
it was like, you know,
when you stay up till like 3 a.m, you don't wake up till 11 or 12.
11 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Like, yeah. Grant's living.
it was getting tough. And then one night my friend threw a party. My buddy Abe, he's an award-winning listener.
He's a recurring guest.
No, but he threw a party and everything. Like, bought us a keg. It was great. I was just so demolished. I couldn't even drink any of it. And they all went out. They were out till like 3 a.m. I just stayed in. I slept in Abe's bed through the entire party. And it was a loud party. I slept through the entire thing. I woke up once or twice, but unbelievable. It's not that funny.
Spring break, when I just like sleep in my hammock right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, it was outside. It was something else. But anyway, that's the update. We're alive, we're kicking, and let's get to a little podium action.
All right, this week we're doing podium of favorite Netflix shows.
Netflix TV shows.
TV shows. So no documentaries, no movies. And it's up to either one of us how we like categorize favorite. You know, what's the purpose for it, type thing. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Go for it.
I'd say my absolute favorite is The Office.
Yeah, I thought I was too kind giving you the first one on that one.
Like, there's no way it's not The Office. If you're ever feeling a little down, a little office humor just gets you right back up.
If you're ever feeling a little up, a little office makes you keep feeling great.
Yeah, or brings you back down because you kind of feel awkward that Michael said that. But either way, it's great.
It's one of those shows you can just have on in the background, do other things, or you can just focus in on it and, like, laugh your butt off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. For my first one, I'll go a similar style show.
Oh, no.
Grubs. Now, it's no longer on Netflix, but it does the same thing. I've seen it so many times now, I can just have it on or I can just tune into it. It was on my rotation. It was on my rotation for sure.
I have a similar one, actually. Okay. How I Met Your Mother.
That was my nut.
Because it was one of those they took off, and I was pretty upset when they took it off, but I'd also just watched it like 3 times in a row, so I was like, maybe it's about time.
I did binge it right before they took it off, just to make sure I got one last.
But now I kind of want it back again. I'd love to just watch
it all.
It's
getting to the point where it's okay.
Do you think they ever like recycle them and just bring them back on, or they're just off?
I think they're going to be off.
Do you think they just have to expand their servers, or, you know, what are they going to do?
I think it's more network. They want the rights back.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, business talk. That's bullshit.
Yeah. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to go Shameless for number two. Not one that you can just zone out to, but one that...
That's a good one. I totally forgot about that one, too. That's a fun one. You feel pretty good about yourself when you watch a 16-year-old like just do drugs and stuff.
Yeah. Like, first thing, wake up, take a hit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm doing okay in life.
Yeah, I feel a little better about myself, but they have a fun life to follow.
That's for sure.
Let's see here. I think I'm going to have to go with New Girl.
Yeah. That was going to be my third one, so.
New Girl's a good one. I just enjoy it.
It's funny.
I don't know.
It's witty. It's like
it's quick. Witty. It's witty. That's the best way to put it. It's just witty, and you just enjoy
Winston,
it.
Funny.
Winston's my guy.
Who's that girl? It's Jess.
It's Jess. For a second, we were like trying to write these down. I was trying to think, what's it called? I was like, who's that girl? Who's that? I was gonna say it out loud. I was like, he'll hear it. He'll hear it.
Yeah. Well, that was a good one. I'm gonna go with Friday Night Lights for my final
Ooh.
One.
Ooh, that's a good one. That wasn't even didn't even make my list.
I don't know. I try to space off my different kind of categories.
Yeah, I basically kept all mine in the same spot. I have a couple left here. I'll have to say House of Cards as my last one.
House of Cards seasons 1 and 2.
That's what I wrote that down too. House
caveat.
I was gonna put a little caveat. 1 and 2. After 1 and 2, it lost me.
Downhill fast.
It just didn't feel good anymore. I started to hate it.
I might watch this next season just because Kevin Spacey's not going to be on it, and I want to see what happens. I want to see how that goes.
That'll be interesting, but I could just read about it.
Because I've had this theory in my head for a while now, and now more than ever.
Oh, the theory's – I know exactly what theory you're thinking of.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it because
I want to spoil it. Should we spoil it? We just spoil it.
Claire's going to be
spoiler.
She has to be president, right? Like, she has to become.
There's no way she's not.
Season one, I had that. Season one, I said that.
Oh, yeah. She's so, going to become president. But she's running for president, though. She was running, wasn't she?
I have no idea. I've lost touch.
I don't know. I felt like I started watching it. Oh, I missed one. Damn it. Go ahead.
Well, we're just doing our ones we didn't put on there, so go for it.
I thought you had a fourth one.
No. Well, I mean, I have a few more. Yeah, White Collar, Mad Men, Stranger Things, West Wing.
Those are good. Comedian in a Car Getting Coffee, Black Mirror, Anthony Bourdain Show.
I never watched Anthony Bourdain Show. I don't want to start it now because he just died.
Kind of sad. They just, you know, they were gonna take it off right after he died, and then they kept it on for longer.
Yeah.
What about The Ranch? I love The Ranch.
Never seen it.
It's actually pretty funny, with Ashton Kutcher and then that guy that just got pulled off it because he had some sort of sexual assault charges, kind of like a Kevin Spacey deal.
Huh.
I don't know.
I should watch it.
It's funny. I watched it with my parents. It's I don't know, it's country humor.
I like country.
I like a little country.
West Wing, though.
West Wing, I hear, is really good, but I have not been able to get into it.
That was the one I was toying with to put in ahead of Friday Night Lights, but Texas Forever.
Black Mirror, if you just ever want to feel creeped out and weird about yourself.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of those ones, and it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't mind scary movies. I don't watch them, but, like, I have a hard time doing those ones.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I like those ones.
I'm afraid, but it's just like it makes me feel an unsettled way, and that's usually not what I'm going for when I'm looking for a TV show.
Makes sense. I like it though. I like it.
I feel like in the sense that usually makes you think. I love to think.
Yeah, good for you. Congrats on the brain.
I had to cross out a bunch of documentaries once we decided weren't doing
documentaries. Yeah, once you asked me, oh wait, are we doing documentaries? And then you just crossed out like 17.
Maybe next time we'll do documentaries.
Yeah. Just like episode 6, season 17 of Planet Earth. That's my favorite one. I think they're in New Zealand.
Sir David Attenborough. I want him to like narrate my life.
I was hungover on like a Thursday in Milwaukee, and I was just watching Planet Earth on repeat. It was just going over and over again, and it was probably the best thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Like, oh, look at how alive that zebra is. Next thing you know, it's dead, and it's like, well, that could be me.
I've had this plan out. Like, me and Sir David are become like best friends. We're gonna become dinner like party friend. And then I'm gonna like,
get him in the wine club
stories. And then he's just gonna talk. And then I'm gonna have him just follow me around and narrate my life for a couple days. And then like I'll be set.
Get him in the Charlie and Me wine club. That's all you need.
Ooh,
I like
still
it.
It's still coming, people.
Oh, it's coming. We've been working on a little wine list, like 3 or 4 wines. You know.
That we suggest you go get, because we're not going to buy it for you.
Like Barefoot, stuff like that.
We're better than that.
All right.
Two-buck Chuck.
Let's get to the interview, huh?
All righty.
So now we welcome on a special guest here, a good friend of the podcast, a good friend of Charlie's, Josh Harry. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Grant. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. We'll jump right into it here. You should have known this question was coming right away. And it's probably going to be more geared toward Charlie for your response, but what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a pretty bad memory. So it has to come from last week's episode.
Oh.
And I just remember Charlie's very poor insight on the World Cup. It provoked a text. Hopefully his insight's a little bit better this week.
We can only hope.
We'll have a chance at redemption a little later on.
So you got any embarrassing stories you want to tell about Charlie before we move on to the next question?
Oh my gosh.
Or Grant. We did work together for a summer, so there's the opportunity for both of us.
I'm a hard worker.
We all
And I know it's tough to think about, Josh, but I know you can find something about Charlie.
Yes, something. I think now that I'm racking my brain, I immediately go back to a high school spring break trip that we all shared together. We were fishing for biddies all week. It was
guys had the biddy trap.
We set a trap a few times. And we finally succeeded. And Charlie, I think fell into the trap as well. He was pretty into these biddies.
He's like fish, right?
Not the greatest influences.
Shark hunting.
Absolutely. Specifically, I don't remember Charlie doing anything terribly, but enjoyed, I think, his first taste of alcohol, and it was...
Whoa, underage drinking.
Great experience. It was water bottle vodka.
Water, yeah.
It was a...
That's pretty classic.
Yeah.
Underage drinking, Charlie. I don't condone it. This is a family friendly podcast. I never drank underage, never will. Anyway.
Moving on. All right, Josh, on a very serious note, congratulations on your engagement. And here at this podcast, we like to ask the hard hitting questions, such as people have been in relationships, very serious relationships. It's the fart question. Have you farted in front of Colton?
I think she's farted more in front of me than I have.
Ooh,
in front of
her. Ooh, nice. Ooh. You got a keeper.
Doesn't watch this podcast.
I'll tweet at her.
Nice. Dude, that...
Yes, of course. You have to.
Do you remember the first time? Like, were you nervous?
You know, you have to hold it in for, like, probably a year or so.
Next question was, like, what's the buffer? What's the buffer?
How bad are the stomach aches?
Oh, terrible. You say goodnight, and the rest of the night you're just casting up your whole part.
Dutch oven.
But I think once she came around the running scene, I think that's when... It's just inevitable.
There's no hope in that one.
When your stomach's bouncing like that, I can't imagine.
I would say it's nature's best, what's the Pepto-Bismol called?
Isn't Pepto-Bismol like anti-diarrheal?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Oh, laxative. It's nature's best laxative.
Oh, laxative.
Just go for a run.
You're close.
You'll unclog the
pipes. You're close. You're on the right page.
Yeah, that's how my brain works. Just completely backwards.
So, Josh, you played college soccer. I'm sure this question came before, but a little Herb Brooks reference. Why'd you play college soccer?
Why did I play college soccer? Well.
Isn't it obvious?
Wasn't fast enough to run cross country, so I had to stick with soccer.
You kind of failed that question. I'm going to be honest. Isn't it obvious? It's for the girls. No, but...
My bad.
No. But so you played college soccer, and now you're in PT school, if I'm correct. And so where do you look to take PT school after you graduate, or your degree, I should say?
Sorry, guys, you broke up with me. What's happening?
So what's your plan for after PT school?
After PT school, hopefully find a job as a PT.
Dream job. Right now, what's your dream job?
No, for years I've thought neuro.
Oh, yeah?
Like kind of stroke rehabilitation. And there's a few places in Des Moines that have that possibility. But we'll see. There's also outpatient orthopedics, which is kind of more of what I'm familiar with right now, just coming from an athletic training background, more sports types of injuries. So we'll really see. Start rotations in a couple of weeks, so start to get a good idea after that, I think.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
You're doing a lot better work with them. You're going to be doing a lot better work than I am, that's for sure. Helping a lot of people out with that.
More good.
Okay. So, you've had a kind of going with the soccer and running theme here. You started off high school, you know, our high school careers. We were pretty much the kings of the school. Walking around in our short shorts. We dominated the halls of Dowling.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of took a step down on the coolness rung, the cool kid rung, when you played soccer at school, you know.
Sure.
Nothing compares. But now, you know, now you're in PT school, there's no sports. You can't be king of the halls by being your jock. What's that like, going from cross the pinnacle to nothing?
You know, it's tough. There's intramurals, which can kind of be a saving grace, but when you're pretty bad at basketball and you win about 2 games the whole year.
Charlie knows what that's like.
Way to brag. You've won twice as many games as I have.
Well, technically 0 times 2 is still 0.
We won. We have one win.
Oh.
Big game tomorrow, in case you're wondering.
Really?
Best team in the league we're playing, so.
In basketball?
Yeah, they haven't lost. We lose a lot. So it's going to.
Charlie, you're playing basketball?
I play in a work league.
Dang.
I'm the playmaker. I make things happen.
The Steve Nash?
That's not. Oh, see, in my head, there's a YouTube video that I go, Steve Nash passes real nice. He's got a small Canadian body. That's what I sing to myself when I'm out there just making people dance.
He's not Canadian, is he? Really
Steve Nash, yeah.
I thought he's
British Columbia, Vancouver.
Oh, that's why. When I was little, I thought British Columbia was in Africa. I know that now, but. When I was little, it's a different story, you know. So I just always associated Steve Nash with like a South America or South Africa. Sorry. All right, this took a different turn. But.
All right, we'll wrap up the question segment of this with a classic. Josh, if you were to get a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it?
Is it? This is tough.
I like to remind everyone, you can always get Grant's face.
It's a good option.
That might be second. That might be second. I'm thinking kind of like a Cole Decker tattoo on the ankle.
Which one? Oh, the cross?
Yeah, the cross on the ankle.
Okay.
But he's got, I mean, really any Cole Decker tattoo.
What, the skyline of Des Moines on the forearm?
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet one. His parents' initials.
Yeah, that one's actually good. Yeah.
So you're going to get Cole Decker's parents' initials on you?
I think so, yeah.
I like that. I'm a big fan.
All right, Josh. We want to talk a little bit about the World Cup. I know you're a big soccer fan, obviously, as you played and whatnot.
I watched one full game.
See, that's pretty big for Grant.
So I think the first game that I watched full game was Saturday, so...
I watched one Friday. It was Russia Croatia.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was phenomenal.
That was amazing.
That was quite the finish. I didn't get to see all the PKs.
Well, I fell asleep for like half of it, but I woke up and I watched the PKs, and that's all that really mattered.
It took like 60 minutes for the game to get exciting, so I don't blame you.
Yeah.
First half was pretty slow.
What's your take on PKs? You know, there's some people hate them, some people love them. What do you think?
You know, I don't love them, but until somebody can think of something that's better, I mean, after 2 hours,
you can't do much. You're so gassed.
Why don't you play sudden death like they do in hockey, in extra time, in extra time?
But what if nobody scores?
Ooh, touche.
At least in hockey, every 20 minutes there's a break. Soccer, you're gassed.
I thought they were going to run out of players in that Russia game.
Yeah, Croatia was falling like flies, it looked like.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
they're going to make it.
Because this tournament, I think I have a new top 2 favorite player.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Luka Modric.
He's good.
The midfielder, number 10.
Yep.
That really hair. Good. And I like him because he's like small. It seems like he's my height.
That's true.
So.
But
he's... Eric Hazard.
No.
Oh, man. He plays on Belgium. You like him.
I also like Mariano Fellaini with the big hair. I must have a hair thing, I guess. But yeah.
I didn't love him until this World Cup. That
header he had to tie things up, I think, in the, the quarterfinals. Or the, no, sorry, the round of 16. Yeah.
Round of 16?
Yeah. Okay. The whole Neymar thing and how much. You can't say he doesn't dive.
That's why I like Hazard, because he doesn't dive.
Oh, yeah. See, I like the people who, like, just take it and, like...
Take it, and then, I mean, go down, but don't
Yeah. I heard like a stat, like Neymar, before the quarterfinals, had spent 14 minutes on the ground.
I heard that.
Like,
cool part of my take.
There's no excuse.
Yeah.
And you're one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, thanks. It's so good. You're gonna get your chances regardless. Just play.
They don't do that stuff in football unless it's a concussion.
There's a difference there. Okay.
There is.
One more soccer question. Who's gonna win?
You know, I really like Belgium for today. But I think it's gotta be France.
It's gotta be France, right?
I think it's gotta be France.
The 14 is left.
Really well, best.
Yeah, going into today, the 14th left, I thought Belgium and France were the best team. I was cheering for France, and so now that they won, I feel like
for sure.
They got to be the favorites to win it all.
Wait, who's left? Who's left? I don't even know.
19-year-old.
Yeah, he just...
Croatia's going to win. Croatia's going to win. Screw it. I already said it. I'm calling it now. Okay, all my money is in Croatia.
No.
Okay, if you lose, Grant, you have to take the ACT.
Well, I already have to take it once. Might as well take it twice.
Take the SAT.
Double or nothing.
I like that. SAT.
All right, Grant, should we play our game?
Yeah, I got a good one lined up for us here. We're going to play Drunk or Child. So we're going to name off a list of some things that happened to Charlie and I. We're not going to specify who. We'd like to remain anonymous throughout this entire event. But all you have to do is say whether this was a drunk or a child and you know, who did it. So you ready? Doing the dishes naked.
That's gotta be drunk.
That's good. Ding, ding, ding on that one.
Not me.
No, Grant.
What? Come on. We're supposed to remain anonymous. falling down the stairs.
One of those statements is true, one's not.
We'll go with drunk.
Ooh, it was a child.
Never fall down the stairs drunk.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
That's quite the qualification.
All right, next one.
Called my mom crying.
Probably didn't have a cell phone when you were a kid, so we'll go with drunk.
I was a child. I forgot my lunch, man.
It's true.
Microwaved a little cup of macaroni without water.
Drunk.
Yeah, that's correct. A good one. That was drunk.
That dorm room did not smell good.
Yeah, I thought we were going to set off the fire alarms at 2 in the morning.
All right, last one.
Last one we got here. Ate an instant oatmeal without water.
What was that first one?
So I ate an instant oatmeal without water.
Oh, that sounds terrible. drunk.
Child.
No, I used to do that every morning. That was my breakfast.
That's disgusting.
Dry oatmeal. Dry oatmeal.
So we have...
Not surprised.
Coming from me.
We have one more thing for you before you go. We have one segment called product endorsements. You got to name a product right now for us to endorse, and then you got to listen to the show after to figure out what we're endorsing or how we do it.
Great. Foam rollers.
Nice. All right.
All right. Josh, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So that was Josh Harry. He gave us the product to endorse. That's going to be our next segment here. But, let's just go right into it. Foam rollers.
Yeah. Foam rollers. Make all your pain go away.
Foam rollers, because lactic...
sucks.
Yeah. Make that static lactic... I don't know. I'm really bad at this.
Foam rollers. Oh, it hurts so good.
Yeah. Foam rollers. I'd like to walk tomorrow.
Just roll it on out.
Foam rollers. where pain goes to hurt more.
Suffer fest, foam roller.
Oh, so you thought it was a cramp?
B-Y-O-F-R. Is it one word?
You can just make it. It's hyphenated.
B-Y-O-F. Bring your own foam roller.
Yeah, everyone knew you were going with that one. I like that.
Yeah.
Foam rollers, because sometimes the stick doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you say that too quickly, though, it sounds kind of bad. Like,
I got like one of those rolling sticks. Not each fan.
I have one. That's all I have now.
More fun to just mess around with.
I also just don't stretch anymore. So I just
I gave up on that life.
So foam rollers when you just stop stretching. Actually, that'd probably be a good idea. Just get a foam roller and stop stretching.
Foam roller, you'll thank me later.
I think we can just end on that one. I'm gonna be honest. I got nothing better.
Foam rollers. Go get your foam roller.
Go get a foam roller today. Sponsored by the Charlie Me Podcast. So Charlie and I are gonna wrap it up here. We got some good quotes for you.
Why don't you go for it?
I got one of two coming at you.
Okay.
And I'm taking the first one. It's kind of a two-part quote. Charlie's gonna throw a penalty flag, but I'm cool with that. It's a James Bond quote.
Oh.
So the girl goes, "If all that was left of you was your smile and your little finger, you'd still be more of a man than anyone I've ever met." And then James Bond goes, "That's because you know what I can do with my little finger." Yeah.
James Bond's like, just...
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your favorite James Bond?
I was a big Daniel Craig fan. But I think, I think you have to say Sean Connery.
Daniel Craig.
No?
Yeah.
I was a big fan. I think he did it justice, but I still think Sean Connery.
That's fair.
Sean Connery is just like kind of the classic.
I've almost only seen one of Sean Connery's James Bonds, and it was a while ago.
They're a lot different. Like, they seem a lot more misogynistic than the Daniel Craig ones.
Yeah.
You know, we're all about gender roles. Wait, we're all about pizza rolls, not gender roles here. We're not about gender roles. That came out
wrong. I love pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls, not gender roles. Charlie Me Podcast.
Remember Pete gave us a little talk senior year before going on Christmas break?
Is this your quote?
Saying we need to stop eating pizza rolls.
He goes, "If you're eating pizza rolls 5 times a week, you're not living a runner's lifestyle." And then Charlie's just sitting there like, fuck.
I didn't eat pizza rolls the rest of the year until graduation. I had a bunch of them like that week between cross country and graduation, or end of track and graduation.
Love it. I love it.
I'm also going to break the rules a little bit. My quote is a whole song.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to play it. Don't worry.
All right, play it.
I don't have it queued up, so I'm not going to play it. It's Beyonce's rendition of Proud to Be an American.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a real 4th of July ending. You don't have it queued up at all?
I mean, we can queue it up.
I can't. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk for the next 2 minutes to keep our listeners pissed off.
We've got a 5-second ad. 3, 2,
ooh, ooh. 1.
Get bad. Starts off slow.
Just fast forward.
This isn't Beyonce's version.
All right, well, guys, thanks for listening to this 19th episode of Charlie and Me. It's just not Beyonce. And I can't hear it anymore. This is a sloppy ending. Good radio.
See ya.
Deuces.